Blog Talk Radio.
We're live now in Sibley Middle School, and I'm having a communication now with my son, Lamech, about the events of this day, where Mr. Hurd one of the teachers here, as per my son, foot-flipped him, tried to slam him on the ground. There is a Mrs. V that slammed him on the ground, and they took his phone from him. As you all remember, I was saying that I had a conversation with my son. And while I was on the phone with my son, I was able to hear this lady in the background, Mrs. D, agitating the situation. So we're here now, and I'm about to see what everyone has to say. But I'm really interested in what the reason was that she refused to allow him to communicate clearly with me on the phone, and she was in the background agitating the situation. And when I asked her whether or not this was protocol, she said to me no. She denied the fact that she did it, and then she later admitted to it. Hello, how are you? I've had better days, Mr. Barker. Say what now?
That's Mr. Hurd walking down the aisle.
So Mr. Hurd is the one that,
tried to slam me.
So why is it that they were doing this? What happened? Tell me what happened.
Who was it that developing that short board that tried to fight me too? He came over to me throwing up blood. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass.
So there are still gangs in this school.
And then he was like, I'm going to beat your ass. So I walked down, and then when he followed me out, and I was like, see, you ain't sitting around the teacher. So then he was like, all right, we'll see. And then he walked inside the classroom. So then when I walked inside the classroom too, I was behind him. So he turned around, and then he told some, when I turned around, he said, oh, what's up? And then he pushed me, and then we got in the fight.
One second, you're questioning, your dad is talking to him about more lies.
You said he was busy trying to calm him down. I said, let someone else calm him down. If my son is in a custody, point to what you said, let me talk to a police officer. Then you hung up the phone.
I can hang up the phone by administrator.
So they took the phone from you.
Right. Who is your administrator?
You should have told the administrator that I was on the phone. So I'm trying to find out. Okay.
Who was talking on the phone? Miss Earl had the phone up there, and he just dropped the phone, and then he put it back up there,
absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. Because it's a repeated situation. This is a repeated situation that's going on at Sylvan Middle School, as we have talked about before. And I was on the phone with him, and his father was on the phone with him as well. And neither one of us was allowed to communicate with him, and they removed the phone from him while we were talking to him as he was explaining that he was being hit. I was on the phone with him hearing him say, stop hitting me, asking them to get off of me and stop pulling their hair. And when I asked the lady about it, she said that it was pretty much protocol. Then she denied it when she found out that there is going to be a radio broadcast about it. Hold on, I'm going back to the father. Oh, because I called the police. They said the police didn't come up here, but we were told that our son was in the custody of the police when we asked to speak to him. Now we're being told that the police didn't come here. This is what the parents deal with, you know, when you send your children to these schools, and now we get to broadcast lies.
Right.
Is that true, Lamech? Do you have a good rapport with Officer Matt?
Who?
Saved him. That's what's up.
You're calling the parents because whatever situation, then I mean, we have to come in. And when you mentioned that the police is involved, I no longer want
absolutely.
To else but the police officer.
We were told that the police were involved, and we were denied the opportunity to speak to the police that we're now finding out was not the police. It was an SOR officer. The problem that I have with this whole thing is my son is complaining about being hit. I'm hearing the hostility in the background while I'm on the phone with him, and then I'm being hung up on repeatedly. Now, listen to the rest of this chaos. He was actually saying, don't take my phone. I was on the phone, and my son was saying, don't take my phone. He was saying that he was on the phone with me. He was saying, don't take my phone. And they took the phone and hung up.
That I'm in distress situation.
Right. He was yelling and screaming in the background, asking that they would get their hands off of him. I was on the phone. I have a question. Is it protocol that you interrupt a child on the phone with their parent while they're saying that they've been hit on? Is that protocol? Is that what they're taught to do? I need to know. No. What I'm asking is, because we're going to jump up. I hear what you're saying, but we're going to get right to the point. When a child is on the phone with his parent, is it protocol that you interrupt the conversation when the child is standing there being hit on and abused by faculty and staff? Is that what you do? Is that something that's written to be done that way? Or is that an isolated incident? But she saw him on the phone, by the way.
She didn't care.
Because I got a couple more questions, and I don't want my ride to pull off, and I'm not going to be happy having a walk. Okay. I want to know, is that what she did, was it in order? Well, no, my question was, should she have interrupted while he was on the phone with me, telling me that he was being hit on by her? So she was. So what you're saying to me is that it was legal for her in her parameters to take the phone, even though he was telling me that he was being hit on by the same lady. Okay. I want y'all to listen to this. If they have a phone out, if you're a student, even though I signed the documents for them to have a phone, especially in the situations of emergency, because my son has had this situation go on with the faculty here before. And I noticed that it's going on again. And I asked that it be rectified before. But no one can clearly tell me whether or not this is acceptable. And you say that it's written. I would like to see that. I would like to see where it's written, because somebody's going to be held accountable today. This is what you deal with. And I was on the phone as a parent. We're getting the runaround now. And mind you all my listeners who are out here, the person who is responsible is not here. That person is not front and center. The one who was saying all of the negative things and agitating the situation in the background while I was on the phone with my son, while me and his dad were on the phone, she's not here. So they sent out people, and I don't even know her side of the story yet. But this is still yet another situation of a cover-up that I reported before on the radio show. Now, what I'm going to need for y'all to do, because I know a lot of y'all that listen to me, y'all have children in these schools. If you're having a situation, I need for you to get with me. You can get with me, blogtalkradio.com/Divine Mothers Inc., or you can hit me up right now, 347-850-1049. We're live at Sylvan Middle School, dealing with faculty and staff abuse. In particular, a Mrs. Dees and a Mr. Hurd, who is now gone, he clearly was lying. He was clearly caught in a lie by the father. He told both of us that he was being detained by police, that he was in the custody of police. I myself called 911 because of the fact that I was hung up on repeatedly. And when I asked to speak to him or the police, no one allowed me to do so. So now we're still being given the runaround. I'm going back to the father lie.
Didn't hang the phone up. And that's what we have a problem with. Right.
He was not in any harm at the time.
Were you being harmed when you called on the phone, when they were taking the phone for you, from you? What was happening to you?
They put my stomach up against the floor, and then they put their knee inside my back, and then when they was reaching for the phone, I put it under my stomach, and they tried to put both of my hands behind my back, and then I got up, and then they pushed me into the dresser, and then Mr. Barker tried to slam me when I was on the phone. And then Mr. Barker pulled my arms out, and the lady snatched it. Then Mr. Barker started talking, and he was dropping the phone. And then he gave it to Ms. D, and Ms. D said she don't got time for it, and she aimed it up.
So who was it that put you on your stomach on the floor and tried to put your hands behind your back?
Ms. D, and then they said
the one who's not out here right now.
And then the second time it was Mr. Barker, the ISS teacher.
ISS teacher's name.
Mr. Hurd?
Sure, Mr. Hurd. Okay, the one that walked away because he was caught in a lie by your father. He was the one that said that you were in police custody, which made me call 911 because I've had it with these abusive adults and their situations. And when I ask questions, I don't get straight answers. So now with it going live on the radio, we will get straight answers. Now, when you told them you were on the phone with me, what happened, Lamette?
Ms. D said that's enough, and then she tried to take it from me when I was standing against the wall.
And you know why Ms. D took the phone? Ms. D took the phone because she was caught in a lie also. Because I heard her in the background talking junk to you while you trying to talk to me. Making it be that I can barely hear you, she's in the background running her mouth. That's why she took the phone, because she herself was caught in a lie. And there were witnesses and recordings to that, where I asked her whether or not it was protocol. She didn't know how to answer the question, but she admitted to the fact that she was popping off in the background while you were trying to talk to me. And I still want to know whether or not this is what is written. Is this what's supposed to go on? I'm going back to the father's side.
It goes past him as a student being on the phone, because he's not on the phone anymore. A faculty member is on the phone.
Right.
So one faculty member takes a phone from another faculty member,
right,
and hangs it up.
That means they're all in agreement.
That means
everybody that had hands on that were all in agreement with us not communicating with our son after he was physically assaulted by the staff here.
No, she didn't say stop. She grabbed my hair and snatched me away.
So at that point, in trying to restrain, they tried to keep her. You said to grab her. And then
she started pushing me into the counter inside Miss Atwater's room. No, because she had her hands in my hair.
According to what Officer Mack just said, and according to what you said, we're not going to be able to speak to the principal.
Or the assistant principal, the one that grabbed his hair first and attempt to so-called break up the fight, which she said she didn't do, but she did do. She admitted to it afterwards.
Personally, before I leave, I would like to have a name to all the administrators that was in the room. Like that brother comes
out. I would like to write a physical complaint against everybody that my son mentioned.
That took the phone from him.
Right.
To me, this is not emotion. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be clear.
I got emotions. This is my son, and you're listening live to Divine Mothers Radio about the wicked stuff that you deal with when you put your children in these public schools, and you're trusting that these officials still care about your babies. This is what you have to deal with. Now we're being taken into a separate room.
Because to me, automatically something is being hidden.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the same situation as before, though. We've had this situation with this school with another faculty member who was issuing racial slurs, and I talked to her personally on the phone, and she's a racist, and she grabbed him by his hair. And I complained to the superintendent, Ms. Nixon, and then they purposely put Amunet in her class after I said, this racist lady doesn't need to teach our children. She doesn't like black children at all. And this is my conversation with this lady. But she's still here, though, y'all, teaching y'all children. So you're saying they're grabbing a child by their locks? Because that was my issue last year, and I didn't get a clear answer then. Can I get a clear answer now? What I want to know is, if it did happen, since you have to investigate, is that something that you do? Absolutely. Yeah. That was her initial point of contact, his hair.
That's what he said.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's strange, though, that the teachers and the professionals here like to grab you by your hair. And they'll say one thing, and then the students that you go to school with will come to me after school and tell me, and their story matches up with yours. I think that's real interesting.
It's interesting. No one's still addressing what I'm
They're
asking
not going to.
About the type of matter of
Mr.
The person. I spoke to what's your name?
Mr. Hurd.
I spoke to Mr. Hurd. I'm on the phone, Mr. Hurd. And I said to Mr. Hurd, can you give the phone back to my son?
Absolutely. I was on the phone as well.
I can't give him back the phone.
Right.
I said, listen, I hear my son in the background hollering
and screaming. My son was hollering and screaming, and we were both on the phone with him asking to speak to him.
Mr. Hurd said, according to what he said in front of everybody, everybody in the room knew that I was on the phone with, not my son, with him, Mr. Hurd.
Mm-hmm. In my arena, too. At the studio, everybody heard the conversation.
People that need to be here aren't here.
Right. So how is this beneficial?
So Mr. Hurd takes the phone.
But this is what they do to you. They don't resolve the situation.
And they take the phone and hang it up.
Right.
On the parents.
Right.
Not my son.
Right.
My parents. And still,
right.
This person's not here.
So, right.
So I'm actually there. Somebody contact
you all
after
that.
No. So that's no. And we kept calling back. So he kept calling back.
Lamette called me. To come up here. No one called me. And when I spoke to the lady myself on the phone, after hearing her in the background agitate the situation, and I asked her, why would she interfere with him telling me what's going on? And then attempt to take the phone from him. Then she went off into this left field information when I asked her whether or not it was protocol to grab my son by his hair and to interfere with his conversation with me at the time where she was standing there, background making noise. She said that it was not protocol. After lying, though, she got caught in the lie, and then she hung the phone up on me after that, and everybody was there then, too. Y'all remember that?
I will say, anytime that we see a child with a phone without permission.
He has permission. I signed a document for him to have a phone, and I also let it be known by the staff that because I don't trust the gangs in this school, I don't trust the professionals in this school, I need to be able to reach my son because clearly they didn't call me. My son had to call me in order for me to find out what was going on. They never let me know what was happening. If it wasn't for him having that phone, I never would have known that they were beating on him, even to the fact that we heard them beating on him. And he was on the phone. It wasn't like he was on the phone and irate. He was on the phone talking to me. So there was no reason for them to try to restrain him at that point. He was in danger. Let that be known. Because he was calling me to tell me that this lady was beating on him and pulling him by his hair and throwing him into tables and throwing him into rooms. That's danger to me. That's danger.
And he's trying to get to the phone to let me know.
Absolutely.
Now he no longer has a phone. Now a faculty member has a phone. So I'm talking to Mr. Hurd, and Mr. Hurd was, your son is in the custody of the police. I said, okay, Mr. Hurd, I don't need to talk.
And at that point, I called 911.
Right? So, but he wouldn't give it to him. He said, well, he's busy. Calm him down. I said, can someone else calm him down? I need to talk to whoever my son is in the custody of. And he says to me, well, you just need to come get your son.
We were denied even the opportunity to speak to the so-called police that was supposed to be putting our son, who's 13 years old, in custody. Because at this point, they're upset because of the fact that he called me and told me that this lady, Mrs. Dean, who's still not here in this room, that because he was telling on her to me. This is what's happening. All of these things are happening because he called me and told me about what she initially did wrong.
Take a phone from another faculty member, hang up the phone. Can we address that? But you keep saying that.
Yeah, we did that already. And I'm saying I gave him permission, especially in the event of an emergency where he's been attacked by an adult, which is clearly, you can see, they would not have called me. They would not have allowed him to call me. So had he not had his phone, I wouldn't have been able to know. I wouldn't have been able to hear what they were doing to him in that room had he not called me. That's for sure. But why? Why would they restrain him when he was standing still talking to me for 5, 6, 7 minutes before she grabbed the phone?
He still has level 10, all right?
I was on the phone with him. He wasn't at level 10, so I don't know at what point. Okay, so we haven't gotten to the point where I'm on the phone yet.
Nice room. Table's not so much. Chairs is all over the place. I know he's fine. I know when he gets to that level. I know how he is. It takes him a minute to calm down. So I was trying to hold him back on one side of the room so he can degress.
So at what point did you see what happened when I was on the phone with him? You weren't there then. So you're only to tell me that he was at a level 10 before he called me.
I don't know. When I came to the room, so they called me on the radio. When I came in there,
maybe because you were talking about.
So he was trying to go at the vice president. Saying, but still, either way, saying that even if you were, that says that something has happened that you would be trying to go at this lady. And I was on the phone with you. People keep, oh, you can't override the fact that I was on the phone with you. And I'm hearing this lady in the background. And when I asked her about it, she could not answer me. That's why she's not here, because she couldn't answer me then. Maybe she didn't know for real that you were on the phone with me, but I was able to hear everything this lady said. Aggravating the situation. She wasn't trying to de-escalate the situation. She was aggravating the situation. And I bear witness to it, and she's still not here. This is what we deal with. And y'all, I want y'all to go to my show when this is over and download it and share it. All of my people that are connected, y'all know who y'all are. I need it to be shared so that everybody can see that this stuff is still going on. I almost went there, but I'm on school ground. It's still happening. They're still doing it. And it's early in the school year, and they're still doing it.
No, it is hurting me hard. The fact that no, I don't want to speak to him. Because the only person to answer my question is the person he's in the custody of. And Mr. Hurd,
which he was not in the custody of.
Would not allow me.
But that's not what we were told.
He would not allow me today to talk to him. Mr. Hurd wouldn't allow me to talk to him. Mr. Hurd would not allow me to talk to the FOR. And then another faculty member whose name is not being revealed.
Ms. Dees, is that the lady who was slamming him into death and into the room?
That's
right, Ms. Dees. Ms. Dees, the same lady who I heard in the background.
Being as though you're not going to give us the information that we need, what I would like to do is y'all get my children, my other children, and put them out of the school like right now so we can go.
And I will be filing complaints, and I will be filing charges against Ms. Dees and Mr. Hurd and whoever else is involved in this situation. And this is to be broadcast. I need for y'all to post it up on all the sites, all of y'all, my Blog Talk friends. Post it up so that everybody can see what it is. This is why we cannot trust your children to these agencies, these people that you think are here to really teach them, and they're actually hurting these babies. If my son didn't have his phone today, I wouldn't know what was going on. I wouldn't have been able to hear what was happening had he not called me himself. This is the chaos that we're dealing with, and we're dealing with it live, y'all, on Divine Mothers Radio. This is a dangerous environment. Dangerous environment. I need the number to student relations. I already have the email to internal affairs. This is chaos. My children are not safe here. My son was fronted by somebody who was in a blood gang. This is all gang related, which is the same thing from before. The fight he had a couple days ago was because a young man wanted revenge for something that happened with his cousin, who is now in the ninth grade, and wanted to jump on my son on the bus, causing him to get suspended for 3 days. Some little boy who wants revenge for a little boy who no longer even attends the school. But this is how they handle your children. They didn't offer a resolution for that. They didn't offer a solution for that. The only thing they did, how are you doing today?
I remember you.
It's good to see you. They didn't offer a resolution. They didn't offer any assistance. The only thing that they attempted to do was sweep this whole situation under the rug. But Mrs. Dees hasn't shown forth yet. No one has shown forth. Mr. Hurd didn't last but a second. Then Mr. Hurd had to get out of the situation because Mr. Hurd was caught in a lie. Mr. Hurd was the one that said that my son was being held in police custody. And we found out later that he was not being held in police custody, that that's not what happened. We're going live now into the office. Let's see if anybody materializes.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You been talking around?
I am. You are? Oh, Ms. D's unavailable. Okay, Ms. D's just sent my son's phone via envelope in the front office. She still is not here. Okay. At least now we have the phone back. We still have no Ms. D's, though. The one who was pulling my son's locks and slamming him into rooms and tables, we still don't see her. You're listening live to Divine Mothers Radio, and you're joining me now at Silver Hills Middle School in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're doing a live broadcast on the faculty abuse towards the students. I myself was on the phone to hear what was going on in the background, and that lady still has yet to surface. So there will be charges pressed in this situation, but I need for all of you who listen to me to spread this video around, please, so that everybody can see it. I'm with him. Sure. I called 911 myself after being told that my son was being detained by the police. I see an officer here now. Let me go and ask him a question.
Excuse me. Are you here?
Officer Locke, another resource officer. I called 911. Your shirt looks different from his. His says Atlanta Police. But he says he's not the one. That the Atlanta resource officer is the one that handles this situation. But I called 911 because my son was being abused by one of the administrations, and I was on the phone to hear it, but I couldn't get to him in a timely fashion. So now the school resource officer shirt looks like a soccer shirt, like how you go outside for May Day. But this officer says City of Atlanta Police, L.E. Locke, and he says he is not the Atlanta Police that's here to respond to the situation that I called about. You all are listening live to Divine Mothers Radio. We're going to get to the bottom of this and why it is that I'm now being told by Atlanta Police Officer L.E. Locke that he is not Atlanta Police Officer L.E. Locke. This is huge, y'all. I was just told this guy is standing here with a full-blown Atlanta, City of Atlanta Police outfit. And the guy with the locks who's standing here talking to him, I remember him from last year. It's funny how he disappears every time I come around. But, y'all, as soon as I walk off, he has things to say. But L.E. Locke says he's not Atlanta City Police, but he is. His shirt is clearly uniform. Clearly. His outfit is uniform. This other guy has on a soccer suit, like, you know, the security, the flashlight cop. That's what his shirt looks like. This other guy is in full uniform. So now, I'm being denied access to my son when he's here in the school. Even if he's being beaten by someone, he's not allowed to talk to me without them taking the phone from him. I'm being denied the opportunity to talk to the police officer who we were told had my son in custody. And then when we get here, we find out later that that was not true. I called 911 after my son was put into custody. And now I'm out here looking at a police officer, L.E. Locke, who says that he's not an Atlanta police officer. I'm going to need my folks, my research specialist, Jazzy, I know you're on the line. Can you research that for me? Can you see whether or not he's actually an APD? And if so, can we go ahead and get forward with the complaints on that? Because I'm asking for assistance in regards to a situation where my son is injured. And he's been repeatedly injured by the people in his school, the adults. And they just keep covering it up and covering it up. And I want to know now why I called 911 myself because of this situation. Because I wasn't sure whether or not I needed an ambulance or what was going on. I just know what I heard in the background. And what I heard in the background was him screaming and hollering because they were pulling on him and taking the phone from him while he was on the phone with both me and his father.
So what my question is now am I being also denied the opportunity to have assistance by the Atlanta Police Department in regards to the situation? Mind you, the Ms. Deeds is not here yet. Ms. Deeds is not showing. She sent the cell phone full of meth via an envelope. And this coward in this sick Barney purple shirt won't say anything at all until I walk away. Charges will be pressed in this situation. I'm charging. Jazzy, as soon as you get that rundown, I need for you to pull the files on him, pull the files on her, and Adiz as well. And when you get that, I know you're listening. Can you forward that to me so I can forward it where it needs to go? Thank you. I think this pretty much wraps it up. We're withdrawing the children right now from this hellacious environment that looks like a squeaky clean prison when you walk in the door. You know, this is crazy. These people do not care about your children. All of you who have children that attend Sylvan Hills Middle School, you need to watch your babies. Listen to your children when they come and tell you about these people. Listen to them. This is a jail. Y'all need to come by. Everybody who's in the Atlanta area, just take a trip, right? Come take a trip and come take a look at this so-called new prison environment they have the children in. You got to see it. It looks just like the movie Scared Straight, how you look at all the penitentiary and all of those. This is jail. And just like the children said, this looks like jail. Okay, well, let's play it on tape. He wants me to step outside and talk because of the feedback, so I had to take it off of speaker for you radio listeners. I hope you're still listening. You're tuning in live to Divine Mothers Radio. And remember, guys, I told you that we were going to cover this live from now on so that we can have proof. And for everybody else that's having situations, all you have to do is do the same thing, and we'll do the same thing that we're going to do today with your situation. We're going to broadcast it. And how about I find the principal of this school was arrested for stealing, salmon, red snapper. He stole red snapper and went to jail. The principal of this school. He's a red snapper thief. They had boatloads of it. He went to jail, went to prison for stealing fish. How do you go to prison for stealing fish? You know you really need your license revoked as a damn principal. You get locked up for stealing fish, red snapper. I'm sorry, what did you say? 16:03. Yeah, the principal of this sick prison was arrested for stealing red snapper. Can you believe that? Y'all check it out. I dare you. Artiva Porti, I dare you. Google that nigga. You'll see him. You'll see his sick face and all them fish that they stole. A kleptomaniac principal. This is what we have, though, in our administration, watching over our children, and you accept and expect that they are going to look out for your babies. They're going to do things to your children and cover it all up when you show up, even if you're on the phone yourself and you can hear what's going on. They're going to cover it up. That's what you all just witnessed today live at Sylvan Hills Middle School. Isn't that her? That looks like her with the raggedy wig. I remember that raggedy, let me go, that wasn't her, sorry, them boss out, if I was calling you, weird raggedy, it wasn't her. I'm going to sit outside real quick, let her get over it. Called the lady weird raggedy, and it wasn't even her. And well, she hiding in the lunchroom. She's hiding, Miss Deez is hiding. Yeah, you're still listening to Divine Mothers Radio Live. This is a situation that you deal with when you put your children in public school and you trust these agencies and these people. You should really do a background check on everybody. Check out the principal of this school. It'll be amazing what you find out. You will be surprised to find out that he's a convicted criminal. How's a criminal being the principal of your school? And you wonder why you got gangs in the school jumping on your children who don't do gangs. My son is not gang affiliated. But he just got into a fight now because of that situation. Oh, that's Ms. D's right there. Why does she? Everybody going to be Ms. D's. Let me get out of this school. I'm going to hurt everybody. I'm talking to the lady with wig all raggedy. I was like, ooh, exit.
I looked at her like, she looking at me all funny. He's probably not going to come. I need to issue a formal complaint.
I have a question. I would like to issue a formal complaint, and I would like the number for the whoever the superintendent. I'm with the same as last year for this. Okay, that number as well as student relations. Okay, thank you so much.
Sorry,
too. Yeah. Since day one, I want to know. So. Yeah, that book, I mean, that notebook.
Right here.
He don't like LaMessa Chicken. He don't like LaMessa Chicken. He's the one that said he hope he plays football for him to get hurt.
I have a question. So what do you do, or how do you go about filing a complaint with the school system?
And that's the way you file a complaint, Mr. Barker?
That's what I know.
That's not the way that you do it only. You can also administer it in writing, right?
Well, they would give you the email. We don't have the email to talk about who you would directly email.
But you could also administer it in writing, and it is attached to the file at the point of doing so, right?
That part I'm not 100%.
And
there's
the rest of where you want to go.
Right, I'm giving you the number.
When we call down there, there's the rest of the transfer.
Okay, we've been told that we cannot.
No, Mom, that's not what we're telling you.
Oh, so I can leave one in writing.
You can't, we just don't know the protocol. That's what we're saying. We're not saying that you can't submit one in writing. We just don't
know. Oh, okay. So we're going to, let me erase that. Shorthand. Okay. Okay, so we are going to submit a complaint in writing with her.
The number I'm giving you, you can call them and ask them who you submit your complaint to. Because I can take your complaint, but then I don't know who to give it to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just made on my head.
Okay, so meaning I can't put one in writing and leave it with you because there is nowhere that you are to forward such a complaint from a parent.
I can give it.
Okay.
And I am a parent day, but being I don't want to just make sure I take your complaint and it sits on my desk and it doesn't reach the person that you're supposed to.
So all complaints are now rerouted through the Board of Education?
Those kind of complaints, yes, ma'am. If it's from school level, of course, it is our higher education support team.
So
you want to go pay the support team, correct?
Well, I mean, I would like to follow the necessary steps. I need for him to be alerted to what happened as well. So
okay.
Alerting him and then Hydra. Okay,
and
so that's not something I, but I can leave that in writing for him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For anything higher,
thank
up,
you.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll find him. Thank you, though. For the
day. 19.
And we're still not a complaint.
How about the assistant principal?
No, that's the one that's running.
Oh, he's the assistant principal.
The one that, no, the one.
But
yeah, right. That's
Ms.
the one that's running. The one that did it is the assistant principal.
I'm quite sure, you know, if I was the assistant principal, I'd make myself available to speak to a parent.
Only if you had nothing to hide. That's usually how they go. You clarify it quickly.
Ms. Lee was the one who took the phone from Mr. Hurd?
She was the one in the background saying all of that stuff while I was on the phone with him. And I asked, are you aware that I was on the phone with him while you were agitating the situation? You're agitating the situation. You're not making it better, and I'm hearing you.
Okay. My handwriting's a little fancy, so I hope you. But that's APS, which is 3500.
Mm-hmm.
Superintendent's Office,
282. His name is?
Mr. Porte.
No, the superintendent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Carstar.
Okay.
H-I-E. She always say Carstar Finn.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Of course, if our information is support team, you'll call them here and just offer this email.
Okay. Is there an email address for Dr. Kasarsky? You're listening to Divine Mothers Radio.
No, ma'am. I'll be with you in one moment. I'm all right.
So far, we have gotten no assistance at all in regards to the actual person who assaulted my son. And when I asked for assistance with the Atlanta Police Department, we were told that he was not the one, so I have someone looking at it real quick so we can take this the necessary step. They always stick him in the front and have to receive the butt end of everybody's energy. And then before I meet away in school year, he's going to be tired. He has to do all this stuff by himself, and then they can be the front man because she's a coward. She's a coward. Should have been here. I'm a woman.
He didn't say whether or not she was coming. For whatever reason, she's not going to come right now.
I'm sorry, I was trying to use your space, but
that's
I brought
okay.
an email for you.
Thank you. I'm just filling out the complaint now, explaining what happened, what I heard while I was on the phone with my son.
So
Absolutely. They're not going to. That's how it is. Oh, and y'all remember to look up, what's that dude's name? Something 14? Arteza 14. And look at his history, y'all. He got arrested for stealing fish.
Yeah, he arrested
for Grand Theft Auto. Oh, yeah, that's right. Grand Theft Auto and Fish, y'all. Check it out.
How you feel?
Maybe he stole the car so he could steal the fish. Yeah, he didn't steal the right car.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So just sign out. And I go ahead and call it.
Okay. Should have stolen a Ferrari. Start researching. When they send y'all these papers home and say, do you want to check out the teacher that's teaching your child? Take that and do a background check on these criminals. Take them out. Check these people out. And then you'll see the behavior that these children are complaining to you about. You'll see these babies ain't lying to you. These babies telling you the truth. I need a copy of it in the next class. Okay, listen, we have it. Let me read out what it says real quick while I'm waiting. I have it. Says, I received a phone call from Lamech in tears explaining of a fight that he got into with a Blood gang member who tried to jump him in the bathroom. Ms. Deeds was in the background agitating the situation while I was trying to hear him. She lied and got caught in it and refused to allow me to speak to him, my son, or the officer that we find out later is no longer an officer. We were lied to. We were told he was in police custody, and he was not. We heard him yelling and screaming in the background, both his dad and I, and we were denied the opportunity to speak to him or the so-called police. Ms. V, the one who injured my son, and the other staff member are no longer able to be found. And I put that the staff is still abusive. Something needs to be done. So I'm administering this to Mr. Portee first, who's the principal. And once I'm administering it to Mr. Portee, then I'm going to follow up with the Office of Internal Affairs as well as with pressing charges for what was done to my son today. Because under no circumstances is anyone ever to grab anybody by their locks. If for those of you who are listening to me who are of the Jewish religion, you wouldn't want anybody to grab you by your beanie, right? You wouldn't want anybody to snatch your garment off. And for the Christians, you wouldn't want anybody to snatch your crosses off. Thank you. We're leaving the school now, and I have withdrawn my students from this place, and we're going to go forward and file charges and everything against these people. Thank you so much. So we're leaving here now. And I say, anybody who's having situations at all, you don't know what the bag is, you need to go get it. Well, where's Miss Atwater's class? Okay, go to the Atwater and get your book bag. Doesn't it look like a prison in here? Look at it.
look like they can let the blinds up right there and feed you or something. Look at it. Look how it goes up. This is prison design for our students. Look how they stand up. That's like the guard tower. Right. Right. Where you put little tables. Did you get everything out of your locker, Amonette? I'm good, and you?
All right.
Good. You're listening to Divine Mothers Radio. Call in number is 347-850-1049. We're waiting now on my son to come down. But again, any of you other parents, as we always talk about the injustices, if you can get this stuff recorded, we have the channels where you can forward information to. If you remember me telling you about the assault that my son received from Officer Patterson, well, he happened to, I guess, have now injured enough students so that someone else is now holding him accountable for abusing their special needs child. So this man has been hurting the children for 10 years. So when your child comes to you and tells you that such and such is mean or such and such pushed them or such and such said certain things, I've heard these teachers with my own ears speak to these students as though they're trash in the street. And then when they realize, because I'm short, that I'm not one of the children, they try to switch it up. Everybody that was in my face today is one that I've had past situations, and they're doing the same thing, which is seeking to cover it up. Even though I have proof, though, and like I said, the racist lady that they wanted to put my daughter in her class, I was on the phone with this lady, and I know this lady don't like little black children. I know she doesn't, because she said it, because she thought I was just, I guess, a house nigga or whatever you call them. But, you know, I took offense to that. Because why are you teaching children that you don't even like? Why are you around children that you don't want to be around? Why are you here around the Nubians putting your hands on them, slamming them into chalkboards and slapping them and shit? But that one, too, she hid, too, when I came for her. She was nowhere on the scene. They wouldn't allow her to face me. So you're hearing it for yourself live. This is Sylvan Hills Middle School. Everybody that's tuning in, you need to watch your children. Watch your children and listen to your children when they tell you that things are going on. Watch what's going on. Don't just ignore the babies, because as everybody heard today, we were given the complete runaround in our face. The dad and the mom, me, myself, caught them in lies, and there was nothing they could do. They couldn't get out of it. They didn't know how to swindle their way out of it. So, again, pay attention to your children. And if y'all remember with the whole jail thing going on, and I'm saying this whole thing looks like a jail inside. It's all plain outside. You know how you go to the school buildings and it has like the mascots and everything that lets you know that it's the school? That's not what this one has. You about to put the money out your pocket and put it in my hand? Or you just had that look? I need it.
Okay, what if I get to work and I don't have
gas? What if I get you five? I'm about to get in the back. Got 90 seconds and we're going into overtime. So if you want to hear the rest of this show, which will only be about a few more minutes, you need to call 347-850-1049. So we were given a complete runaround once we got inside. It was real interesting. All of you were able to hear that everybody was caught in lies. They were stumbling. They couldn't do anything. The dad was wrapping them up. I was wrapping them up for yourself. What was going on? These are the situations that you have to deal with if you allow your children to exist in these systems. So when your babies are coming home and they're saying to you that these teachers are doing things and that these, you know, these outlandish sounding things that happen, trust me, it is happening, especially if you have children in the neighborhood schools. These same schools I avoided myself, and now I'm allowing my children to attend. You know, well, they're accompanied by children of those people that I avoided. So, I mean, it's just what it is. And now they think that it's better if you put these robots in instead of actual teachers that care. And if you just come do a look through at this school, it looks just like a prison. Everybody, and I said it in the office, and there were an office full of children. We said the same thing. It does look like a jail. Oh, my riding. But yeah, so I appreciate everybody tuning in to listen to the show. And then later on tonight, I guess I'll do a cap off. I just really wanted y'all to hear it as it was going on. So that for those of you who think that I'm not always telling you how it is, at least you got a chance to finally hear it for yourself. So take that video and share it. Share it with the people that you know that are having these situations. And y'all can do the same thing. My daughter is recording it. I was on the air with it. So you can't deny it. And once they know they're recorded, you should have seen. I should have had like a Skype or the Google Glasses so that you could see what I see. That would have been interesting so that you could just see how they were caught. And that Miss D's never showed up. The one who actually hurt my son never came into the picture. So I guess I'll catch you all later on. I'm going to shoot for 9 o'clock tonight for everybody that's listening. Join me tonight at 9. And thank y'all for tuning in to Divine Mothers Radio. Get with you later.